Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm still drinking 50 cent sodas while these niggas popping champagne. I sold coke in the rock just to get in the game. I thought I owed everybody that gave me fame. And when shit went bad, I took the blame. I had a crew of hard heads, they doubted themselves. Man, I was drowning in the water, they ain't throw no help. My baby mother, we cool, she part of the guild. I kept joints on the feet, her body is silk. Hood love in the air when your boys around. I couldn't save home girl from ups and downs. I'm still flipping through the book, 2 chapters ago. I write my life on Facebook, I'm just letting you know. The playground basketball, I used to do my tricks. God chose me and Marbury took our flicks. Haters, I reload, then I buck them down. New store, new town, they wanna fuck me now. I keep gold on my finger, no drugs around. I'm counting hundreds, bringing gold in by the pound. Now when they bury me, tell them I'm the one that's real. I took chances, live life like a fairy tale. Lucky me, been the name, but they call me blessed. Now what's life when your whole world filled with stress? Either I cheated or I love them while I'm leaving. I'm whispering sweet nothings in the air while I'm beating. You ask me what's the reason, childhood was the reason why I can't treat a woman the way she need to be treated. A bad father, lose my kids, that's the way it works. Off the road, thank God, no more paperwork. No chains I maintain, but I'm far from free. Cause my own kids see me as an enemy. And if my pain plague rage on my conscience, me and Steph gotta chill with the nonsense. I'ma hurt better so when it's obvious. Because I'm tired of these lanes and these promises. Man, I'm fresh about the jail, motherfucker. I was tired, I was sick up in my jail, motherfucker. I'm back like Britney, I'm straight, minus the rehab. The Drake got the game, I'm the one giving the lead pass. Unsigned, underground, I'm the underdog. One mistake in the light, you can lose it all. Mystical taught these girls how to shake it fast. Nigga on tape, but and no, taking ass. February income tax, better make it last. June come, food stamps, give it in for cash.
Yo, what is popping? It is going down. The kid is back. Lucky Me, a.k.a. This is New City, and this is Real Talk with Lucky Me. Today's day, I don't know what today's day is, but it's Saturday. It is bar time.
It is May 14th, and we are getting it popping. You heard?
Hello?
Yeah, of course, it is Brooklyn Black, alongside the captain in charge, Lucky Me. We doing the damn thing. Pre-game radio proudly brings to you once again Real Talk with Lucky Me. Like I said, we got Lucky Me in the building. Brooklyn Black, I'm here. I'm just pushing buttons, rocking the damn thing. Lucky Me, what's good, yo?
What's good, man? I'm just letting people know that, you know what I'm saying? Thanks, you know what I'm saying? Thanks to Pre-game radio, the kid is back. You know what I'm saying? Real Talk with Lucky Me. And there's issues, there's things to be discussed. And that's how it's going down. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? So the people got to, you know, bear with me a little bit. I might be a little rusty and all that, but it is what it is. But,
he's a little rusty, but that's why I'm here. I'm pushing the buttons. You're getting the damn thing going. Call us up, 347-857-4302. This is a test run, you know what I'm saying? So please don't get it twisted. This is still Real Talk of Lucky Me. We just doing a test run because normally at this time slot, we actually have pregame radio going down. That's hosted by myself along with Ebony and Lady Steel and the Real Tosh should be, and we get it popping. So we're using this time slot right now just to get things going, get Lucky Me back into the swing of things, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to address some real issues right, you know, tonight. That's what we're going to do. We're rocking for the next hour, maybe 2 hours, depends on how y'all bring it up. But call us up, 347-857-4302. Look, man, what's good? Let's let the people know, what do we want to address here tonight? What do we want to get on the air tonight?
Listen,
what do we want to get popping?
I want to address female haters. Like I said, and I'm guilty of it. And what I'm guilty of allowing outside chicken heads, outside girls to manipulate my actual thinking. You know what I'm saying? And that process, that I ended up making a big mistake this week. And now I'm on my knees, kind of sort of pause. I'm begging, but because she's a good girl. But we want to discuss that. I want to discuss. It's hot again. And I'm starting to see the strollers come out, and I'm starting to see the females come out naked again. And I want to address that. And also, what I want to address is the unemployment situation that's going on with females that feel they don't need to, you know what I'm saying, to work. And so I'm up here in Elmira, New York, you know what I'm saying, up in the boonies. You rapping BK all day, the style. And,
yeah, no.
That's how it goes for the most part.
Right.
How you feeling today,
sir? Since I'm pushing buttons and stuff, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get people get up in here and everything like that. Like I said, call us up, 347-857-4302. Tonight is the world premiere of season 2 of Real Talk with Lucky Me, brought to you by Pregame Radio. So
yes,
if you want to go through Blog Talk, if you don't want to go through Blog Talk, hit us up, pregameradio.ning.com. You can definitely check us out. That's where you can get a straight-up live feed on there and follow the show, pregame_radio on Twitter. We're on Facebook. And, of course, you know, you got to shout out Mr. New City on Twitter. He is at Mr. New City. All right, hit him up. Hit me, Brooklyn Black. I'm going to just, you know, if it's cool and lucky, I want to take it back to the golden era of the hip-hop music, of the R&B. I want to take it back to the golden era. I'm talking, and if you listen to Pregame Radio, you already know, I do the throwbacks between 1985 and the year 2000. You know what I mean? And that's when me and Lucky Me, we came up. That's when we was in our prom. You know what I mean? That's when the playoffs started. We was fresh out of college. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm going to do it like that. I'm going to get into an old school drive. Me and Lucky Me, we're going to pay some bills, and we're going to come right back at it. And since we both Brooklyn heads, I figure we get into some Biggie. Luck, that's good with you?
Yeah, let's get into some Biggie. BK, let's go.
Big Papa right here on Real Talk with Lucky Me, brought to you by Pregame Radio. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. You know? Ha!
Oh.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my weed is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes, see notes by the layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Just the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next block so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gonna fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
Yeah.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Just the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money, hoes, and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now. Gucci sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the mad girl, Frank.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friend.
we could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright?
Right.
Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you're the true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the homies getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got the gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. I'm full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent, baby, baby.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's a kid like you, me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. Rockland's King is in the building. And on Friday nights when I'm not hollering at snow bunnies and all that, trying to give me a little number, I'm tuned in. What I'm tuned in to? I'm tuned in to Brooklyn Black Pre-Game Radio. You heard? What you hear me? Pre-Game Radio with your boy, Brooklyn Black. Ladies, he's coming for you. It's your boy. I'm out.
Yo, we back. We back. Yo, hold on. We got a caller. Hold on. I think we got a call. Let's get him in real quick.
Yeah. I see him in here. Yo, your last four digits is 1682. All right, you are live on Pre-Game Radio. Actually, it's Real Talk with Lucky Me, Brooklyn Blacks. I'm in the back. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Young Jersey calling from the city of Elmira. What's poppin'?
What's poppin', Jersey, in the building?
You already know. Hit my nigga up on the shit-o.
Yo, what's good? Yo, Jerd, man. All right, I'm glad because you're the first Elmira man to call the show. This is season two. Last season was good, but this is season two. And we're talking the summer do's and don'ts, like for the females. When you're walking around Elmira, or say you take a trip to the city or you go back to Jersey, what you want to see the females in and what you don't want to see them in? All
right, real talk, mommy. Like, Mons, it's just like this, especially when I come back to the city. Like, I don't want y'all walking around with open-toed shoes with ugly toes. That's not attractive. In real talk, I'm pointing shit like that out now. I don't even care no more. It's 2011. Y'all know the do's and don'ts. Really, a nigga ain't got to go through talking like that because y'all know what works and what doesn't.
Man, this some old bullshit.
But you already know what it is, my G.
Yeah, we just trying to get the do's and don'ts, and I wanted to get it out there because, believe it or not, these females and the dudes, and they value my opinion, and they want to know what's in and what's not in. What's your feeling on the Chinese slippers?
On the Chinese slippers, I don't know. I really don't like them, yo. They worn out, my nigga. Like, they came in, everybody did the shits. Like, they're uncalled for, honestly.
Okay.
I'm saying, I want to see Jordans on the feet. You know what I'm saying? The nice little shortcut shorts. Little skin showing.
Okay. And, yo, Brooklyn Black, what you want to see your dudes and don'ts for the sun? You're in the hood. You're just happy out there, Atlantic, Fulton Street. What you want to see and what you don't want to see?
All right, like, straight up, here's what it is, like, you know what I'm saying, because Brooklyn Black, you know, I don't discriminate. It is what it is. If you got it, you feel you can rock it, do your thing. But, yo, shorty, if it is over 55 degrees, there's no reason why you should have Uggs on. I don't give a fuck how cute it go with your outfit. It is 55 degrees and you wearing winter boots with spandex and a T-shirt. And on top of that, ladies, yo. Spandex is a privilege. It is not a right. Just because you're a female don't mean you need to wear spandex. Just because you have some nice hips don't mean you need to wear spandex. You feel what I'm saying? Don't mean you got that right to do it because, shit, I be seeing ladies walking up and down 4th Street, 42nd Street, Main Street in Nyack, Palisades Mall. I've seen it all, and they rocking spandex, and they look like cottage cheese in a garbage bag. Now, I mean,
listen. Justin, I want to give a quick birthday shout-out to Haley Lambert. She's out of Rockland County. She's hit me up on the Facebook. She's definitely listening in on the check-in. I wanted to give her a quick shout-out. I want to also give a shout-out to Miss Tracy Answer. I don't know if I'm saying her last name right, but I believe she's in the good old Valley, Spring Valley, New York. Shout out to Spring Valley, Saigon from Spring Valley, Rockland, stand the foot up. That's what's up. I'm gonna give a shout out. Also, we got a comment for Jerz. Jerz, lady said that you sound like a fool, whatever. So pretty much she's against what you're saying.
Wow, so say that again.
She didn't agree to what pretty much what you were saying. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to all the callers. All the lines is clogged up. That's what's up. I appreciate everybody calling in. But pretty much she wasn't feeling what you were saying. You want to say anything to that?
I'm saying, yo, listen, it's like this, my G, and you can tell me, mommy, it's like this. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I was asked a question, I answered it, definitely not to the best of my ability, but I answered it with a general answer, you know what I'm saying? So, like, word, opinions are stated, you don't like them, don't listen to them. I'm on the show, it's popping.
She said you sound like a fool. I'm trying to get her to go live on the air so she can stand by what she's saying, but she's not standing behind what she's saying. So, wait, let me see if I can get her. Shout out to the boy Joel Monroe, Elmira, New York. He just stepped up in the building, and we're here.
You already know. Let me second that shout out to Tracy Answer. She was like, yo, you listen to Lucky Show? I was like, nah, I never have. She was like, why not? I was like, I don't know. I just never have. And then I called, and you just shouted her out. So, my nigga, like, other than the fact that I rock with you, yo, you can thank her for having me call the show right now.
Okay. Well, Jersey, we want to thank you.
If she's on the check-in, you know what I'm saying? If she's rocking with us, yo, hit one of your phones. Let's get you on air because I know you got something to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we talk about what we don't want the ladies rocking during the summertime when it gets hot. I know you got some things you don't want to see dudes rocking. Like, you know, if a nigga got taco meat, he shouldn't be rocking a white beater. I don't know.
Shots fired. Listen. I'm a big believer of taco meat because I got a lot of taco meat in my chest hair and my back and all that. And I was talking with the ladies and I like the ladies and the ladies like me. The ladies said that they want taco meat for the summer of 2012, 11, whatever. They want taco meat. Oh, we got somebody got their hands up.
Wait, we got a caller. Let's see what they want to say. Private caller. You're live on Real Talk with Lucky Me.
Yeah.
With Lucky Me, Brooklyn Black, we here in the building. What's your name, where you calling from? Private caller. You're live on air. You don't flash your number private.
Oh, we got private callers.
Hello, private caller.
Private speak.
Private caller? She ain't want to say nothing. So, you know, if she wants to get back in, you know, we'll give her a minute. But shout out to all the private callers, and we got more than one, so it's all well and good. Shout out to the 845, the 646s, the 347s, the 518s on the check-in. You know, so of course, check us out, pregameradio.ning.com. That's where you can get all the up-to-date information as far as Real Talk with Lucky Me, when we're going to start broadcasting, everything like that. This is our first premiere show, and me, Brooklyn Black, I'm just here pushing the buttons, doing the damn thing. Of course, we got things going down, but we talking some real talk shit. You know, we got grown men in here, so we're going to talk some grown things.
All right, now listen,
it is what it is.
Not to cut you off, Brooklyn Black, but like I said, the private caller put up their hand once again, so we're going to try to get that caller in. So once again, we're about to put you live on the air, private caller, so your voice can be heard and your opinions can be valued. One second. You're on the air. Hello?
Private caller, go ahead.
Hello?
What's going on, Ma? Who are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mount Vernon.
Oh,
and my name is Nikki. You know who this is. I just wanted to congratulate you on being on the radio again.
Okay, thank you, BM.
You're welcome, BD.
Okay, listen, Nikki, what are the do's and don'ts? Like, when you see men, and you're in Mount Vernon, you're down there, you're in Square, you're in Yonkers, you're in Getty Square and all that, or you're in Cross County, and you're looking at the dudes and all that, what's the do's and don'ts for the summer?
The don'ts is them tight jeans. Can't stand them. They are horrible.
That's the skinny jeans. Where are that?
These jeans, you don't want to see the skinnies.
No skinny jeans. No, them tight muscle shirts. If you don't got it, don't try to wear it.
Okay.
Okay.
And I heard somebody comment about the taco meat.
Yes,
taco meat.
Shots was being blown at that one, but I ain't going to say nothing. It's all right, as long as you keep it low.
I'll ask you a serious question. I'll, you know what I'm saying? Is it that you say you want to keep it low, but is it like a low Caesar, or could he have it curly? Could he put conditioner on it and make it curly? You like it curly for me?
Listen, low, like a Caesar, is sexy. Nothing curly and or bushy looking. That's not cute at all.
So all right, you're going to have dreads around his, you know, you're going to have dreads on his chest, right?
Now, listen, I, like I said, I'm a big advocate for chest hair because I just won't shave it off. I just, too much, when it grows back and the ladies put their head on my chest, they be like, listen, Lucky, you're poking me through spikes and all that. So that's why I just leave it. How we doing it?
Hey, yo.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo, I know this doesn't pertain to this right now, but son, this is the weirdest shit I just seen.
What's up? Put us on, homie. What you see? What you see?
Yo, I'm watching this little girl eat cheese with her foot.
What the fuck?
What?
What the hell?
Nah, you don't got what the hell, mommy. I'm part of me. It's my daughter, yo. I'm sitting here watching her, and she's eating a string cheese, but
okay.
It's with her feet.
How old is she?
She's doing some change, but we gonna take her off the show right now. This is a grown people show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to grown people. I want to step in
and give a shout out to some lovely, beautiful Rockland County females. They on the check in or whatever it is. Inform me on the good old Facebook, the drama book, and it's like, yo, they tuned in. They said they don't like dudes. If you got sweaty ass in the back, wipe that shit down. And dudes with socks and sandals. Straight no no.
Wow.
Socks and sandals.
I wonder, do they mean the open toe sandals? Okay. What about the Nike college slippers?
That's what I'm saying. What if I got on the Jordan slippers with socks on? Is that okay?
We don't know. So ladies, if you're on the check in, you know what I'm saying, you can call in private or whatever. We want your voices to be heard. Just call in. The number is, I believe it's 347-857-4302. So shout out to Rockland County. Shout out to Elmira and all the pregnant girls. I still love y'all. And that's why we're doing it. Yo, Brooklyn Black.
Yo, let's get into another throwback joint, man. Like, you know, I'm feeling like that. Big rest in peace shout out, because, of course, if you listen to pregame radio, you know we always do the memorial shows. We always, you know, we do the throwbacks. And one of the latest, greatest members of the hip-hop game, Nate Dogg, we lost him. So I want to get back into it. And since we are on pregame radio, Real Talk with Lucky Man, we got a whole bunch of area codes calling in. I figure we get into that. So Ludacris featuring Nate Dogg, area codes on pregame radio. Call us up. We paying bills right now. You know what I'm saying? So hit us up. If you got that EBT, send me your PIN number so we can get some of these bills paid and we can come back in a minute. But hit us up, 347-857-4302. It'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. is a holy day. So stop the violence and put the 4-4 away. Get you the hold a day. 504-972-713. What you gonna do? You checking out the scene, I'm checking a holding eye. With perpendicular vehicular homicide. 314-201. Too much green, too much fun. I Bangkok in Bangkok. Can't stop, I turn and hit the same spot. Stay not. I'm the thriller in Manila, long in Hong Kong. Pimp I'm like Bishop, Magic, Don Juan. Man, after Henny with a coke and a smile, I just pick up the motherfucking phone and dial. I got my condoms in a big ass sack. I'm slanging this jig like a new jack. Is it cause they like my gangster wall?
Gangster wall.
Is it cause they like my gangster tall?
Gangster tall.
Shit on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? And you my homie, and I want to know, yo, what the fuck is going on with you and this Courtney Rozell situation? Like, yo, straight up, what the fuck? This is your show. Let us know. Give us the real deal. You know what I'm saying? No holds barred. Let us know what the hell is going on. What's popping with that, son?
Do you want the watered down story or do you want the real deal story?
Yo, son, this is real talk with Lucky Me. We want the real talk, you know what I mean? We want the real shit, no filter, no chaser, you know what I mean? Let's get it popping. What happened? What the fuck?
Nah, not for nothing. At the end of the day, fucking, I was listening to chicks, like, it's so funny, and I'm always the one, you notice my statuses, I'm one to always break down Lucky Me wisdom and stuff like that, and the deal is this. I allowed a chick that liked me, you know what I'm saying, to tell me some things about her. Now, this is why I always say drugs are no good, because you know what I'm saying, I'm off parole, so I smoke a little weed now. Now, when I was given the information under a crazy space, like under a crazy state, I heard it, and I didn't think. And I kind of said some awful and mean and disrespectful things that, like, stuff that I don't normally say. I was saying words that I never said in my life. And so trying to inflict pain or to make her feel what I felt at the particular time. So instead of just hitting her up and being a man and being like, yo, you know something, I heard this, what the fuck is the problem, like, and then bark on her like that or whatever, if I didn't like what I heard, I just kind of went off the wall. You know, I get into my little phases like that. And so when I did that, it was crazy. And then I found out the true story of the whole thing, and I felt like a penis. Like, I felt like a real Vienna sausage, an asshole. And so, at the end of the day, with all the shit that I do and all the girls that I mess with, I still had the nerve to get mad for the most part. And so, I'm in the midst of trying to patch that thing up, trying to make that thing right. For the most part, I'm in the process of that. Will it happen? Maybe. Whatever. But we're going to see how it goes. Have you ever did that, Brooklyn Black? You ever spazzed out on your girl by accident or a female person you was dealing with?
Like, as far as my access, because, you know, and you can even attest to it, like, a nigga like me, I'm real, you know, mild mannered. I'm, you know, laid back. It really does take a lot for me to even get me type of, like, riled up, and especially through anything like Facebook or Twitter, any social media, especially anything that goes through the internet, you know what I'm saying? With that, I believe maybe 10% of the shit, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when things like that go down, and unless shorty, she has a direct line to me, and then she says something that was maybe remotely familiar or something similar to it, I ain't going to pay no mind to it, because there's been people who push on, oh, fuck you, Brooklyn Black, I hate you, XYZ, and I'll come kill you, and I ain't paying no mind to it, you know what I mean? Like, straight up, life is too short to feed into bullshit like that, especially anything on an internet website, like, and that's why the whole cyberbullying thing kind of escapes me.
Yeah.
Because it's on the internet, like, you know what I'm saying? Even when, you know, and luck me, we came up through a time where if you found out somebody saying something about you, it was a fight after school in the playground.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, you know, okay, now I'm going to kill myself on webcam because crazy user 619 said I'm a faggot. But it's everything's different now in this day and age, so when it's, especially when relationship things happen, especially on things like Facebook or Twitter, as an example, like the whole Joe Button and Esther Baxter thing.
Okay.
It's like, okay, they do that. Why? Because Joe Button, besides Slaughterhouse shit, because I'm not going to take no credit away from it, the Slaughterhouse shit, it's some good music. But besides that, his career's nowhere. You know what I'm saying? That's just me being real. I'm not coming against him or nothing like that because he's a dope MC, but right now his career is nowhere. Esther Baxter, she did a couple of spreads and, you know, her career is nowhere. So
now
they got this thing, going on Twitter. You know, he do a song and she say something embarrassing about him and he say some embarrassing shit about her. You know, it is what it is.
But, you know, yo, you know the whole basis of it? Like, the whole rule of it, you want to break it down? It's all about, like, and it's not as crazy and you know, we're going to continue to do it. But, like, you know, it's the player aspect. When you have sex with these girls and they're not your girl and you're not married and all that shit, we creating soul ties. And when you create a soul tie with a girl, like, it doesn't appear that way because it's like, ah, she's a jump off or something like that. I'm not saying that Connie's a jump off for anybody, but we're talking in regular. But when you have sex with a girl, you create the soul tie, and you like, all right, you just getting a nut and she getting a nut, and you're not really thinking about it, nothing or whatever. And so what happens is there's an attachment there. And so, like, for me, I can't picture, like, these girls making the same sexual faces that they making for another nigga and all that. Oh, hold on. We have a caller. We're going to get a man real quick. Private caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Let me find out they shook.
Nah, they put their hand up like they wanted to speak. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, but it seems like they shook to say something.
All right, let's try this. You want to try it? If you want to speak, you're on the air. All right, they're not speaking. Yeah, they're not speaking. So anyway, all right, like I was saying, you create these soul ties, and, like, I can't picture, like, I do my thing sexually in the bed and all that, and, you know, I can't picture my girl making a face to another nigga, the same face she's making for me and all that. So to hear information that she could have been making those faces for another nigga when you post, I'm not saying you belong to me or anything, it's just, it does something with the mental psyche, and that's when niggas bug out. Niggas get crazy and fuck you and all this other crazy shit like that. You know how it goes.
Yeah, but it's still, like, you know what I'm saying? I understand, like, the nigga bug out, like, you know, shorty, she, you know, that, you know, shorty, you know, her pussy had my fit, you know, and now some other nigga fucking up my fit. I ain't with it. Like, I understand that. I feel the dude 100%. Trust me, I'm rocking with you 100% on this issue. But my thing is to take it out as far as on the social network, you know, Facebook, Twitter, you know, because, like, say a person like me, I have about 1,400 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe about a good 200 I know personally. All right? But to have at least 1,300 people that I don't know from a hole in the wall in my shit as far as the personal relationship that I have with a shorty,
mm-hmm.
I can't do it. Like, it's not that I can't deal with it, but, like, yo, why are you in my shit telling me about how to handle my shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because one thing that my folks told me coming up, and I always kept with me, you never regret the moments that made you smile. No matter the consequence about it, nothing like that. You don't regret it because you did it because at that time it made you happy. At that time it made you smile.
Nah.
And with that, you apply that to all facts of life. Like, if even if you did one of the worst crimes to go down in history, at the time, you knew that shit was wrong, but when you did it, that shit made you happy. And you did it, so you can't really regret it because at the time it made you happy. So never regret the moments that made you smile. That even goes with a bad relationship. I mean, because there was one time you didn't want to be with the shorty. You couldn't stand her guts, or her friends were the worst bitches on the planet.
Yeah.
But when you spent time with her, you smiled, you laughed, you had fun. Never regret the times that made you smile. So for me to have a relationship with a shorty and then we break up, or we hit a rough patch and then I go on Twitter and Facebook and MySpace or Behance, whatever, and I start this anti-love of my life campaign, like, it to me it seems kind of abstract because now you're including people in your personal life, and then a lot of these celebrities now, they want to do that, go on Twitter and go on Facebook and put that shit on blast, but then they want to turn around and say, yes, I'm trying to live a very private life, and, you know, if I got my, if people respect my privacy, are you serious?
Yeah, well, I know for me, like, the whole internet thing, that's my outlet. That's my emotional outlet. And so I'm not against people putting their business out there like that. But I am, like you said, I am against the ones who say, oh, I want a private life, but I choose to do this and do that and stuff like that. And it happens or whatever. I want to give a shout out to people that from Elmira who called in, people who's from Rockland County who's calling in. Shout out to Brooklyn Black and the pregame radio. Like I said, if you're just tuning in, this is season 2 of Real Talk with Lucky Me. This is the trial run for the night. And we just kicking in. We talking do's and don'ts for the summer. We talking, I guess, somewhat, I wouldn't call it drama, but just, you know, some crazy shit
well,
I did.
And you know what? I want to, you know, I don't, you know, because even if anyone who listens to pregame radio, they know I hate to really throw my executive weight around, so
mm-hmm.
to say, but I'm going to do it like this. Also, if you want to listen to Real Talk with Lucky Me, instead of listening through the Blog Talk site, because if you were listening, like, it's been a CBS versus Charlie Sheen type of battle with me and Blog Talk Radio, of course, I got the Charlie Sheen role, so of course I'm winning. But if you go to pregameradio.ning.com, you can listen to Pregame Radio whenever it airs in any show through Pregame Radio, including Real Talk with Lucky Me. And right now, it looks like we're going to do, if not one show a week, Real Talk Like Me will come to you 2 to 3 nights a week through pregame radio. So definitely stay locked in. Listen out for my announcements. Check the blogs, the YouTubes, and all of that, because we're going to try to get it popping, because Real Talk Like Me is one of those shows that we need out there, just like pregame radio got to be out there. So, and while it's both of us, it's going to be a damn good thing. You feel me?
Yes. Yo, so I wanted to take a time to give a shout-out to my son Amari and my son Jordan. And I want to give a shout-out to all my snow bunnies who've been showing me nothing but love since I moved out here, whatever. It's crazy.
I want to give a shout-out to a special snow bunny that you like, look.
Oh.
She goes by the name of Nicola as well. But her name is Nicole Polizzi. Everyone in the world who's been attached to their TV, they know Nicole Polizzi as Snook.
Oh, yeah, my boo. That's my boo.
So,
I think we should go into that track.
Yeah, we got to get into the Snooky Bear track right now. Lucky Me, Snooky Bear, on Real Talk with Lucky Me. I'm Brooklyn Black. I'm, you know, I'm pushing the buttons. I'm on the ones and twos. And also look out because I'm getting all my DJ Khaled shit. You know what I'm saying? If he can do it in Miami, why can't I do it from New York? And we're going to get it popping. So be on the lookout. Like I said, check the sites, check the blogs. I'm going to let y'all know when it's going down. But here we go. Lucky Me, Snooky Bear, on Real Talk with Lucky Me. Call us up 347-857-4302. You know what it is.
Coast to coast instrumental.
Yeah, I'm on parole now, you know what I'm saying? Smoking that good again. Damn, this shit feel good. Yeah.
You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk till we throw up. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk till we throw up.
I got that Kush, I got that Dro, I got that purple haze. I keep the model type, diva chicks by the waist. It's your birthday, little mama, get you stupid drunk. Party all the time, Eddie Murphy, watch me act a fool. Ladies everywhere can't get no numbers, I'ma laugh at you. Elmira girls, I smash a few. Catch me blowing gummy, throwing money in the air. Snow bunny say they love me, cause I keep they gray goose. And my dick all in they tummy. E-pills, cocaine, niggas get your dance on. Dykes making out in the corner, can't keep their pants on. Dutch roll it up, pass me a cup, sipping on that dynamite. Still making music, I'm still here. Yep, I love the life. I stay fresh, I'm so blessed. I'm trying to chase that cookie. I like my girls kinda thick. Ass nookie, throw your best on, cause it's party time. And shout out to them girls smelling good and looking fine.
Bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk till we throw up. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk till we throw up.
Got that Nouveau, got that Ciroc and that Hennessy. I'm doing it big, what these haters pretend to be. I'ma push you to the metal, my eyes are black and yellow. Excited, I'm around like when the Knicks got Carmelo. So lean to the left, now lean to the right. Go get them babysitters, make sure them jeans is tight. Man, it's a celebration, I'm toasted off the bubbly. I'm talking sexy in the ear, yep, it's just a thug in me. Get up off the wall, I don't care, you can two-step. It's 50-50, my style, acting like no dudes, there's no liquor in your cup. Stop playing, drink it up, bring it back, drop it low. I'm trying to fill up on that butt. I do this shit for Rockland, I'm the best, come on, stop it. You mad, I'm coming back, I'm the biggest thing popping. Sex made music, holla at dawn. R. Kelly with the flow, y'all niggas pee on.
You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I'm trying to fuck. And we gon' get drunk till we throw up. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I'm trying to fuck. And we gon' get drunk till we throw up.
Yeah. Have fun, man. I'm twisted.
It's your boy Cashmere, and you are now chilling out on pregame radio with your boy Brooklyn Black. TCA, stand up. The Cash Administration, what's happening? Brooklyn all day. I'm from Brooklyn. He from Brooklyn. So you know how we do. We go animal people. Nah, y'all check it out, man. You on pregame radio, man. Y'all check out good music, good hosts, good people, lovely environment. So here you go, pregame radio. Yo, Black, throw one of my joints on, man. And let them know pregame. We pregame ready. Uno.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are back. We are back.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, we are live. It's Real Talk. You're lucky me. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. I'm co-hosting. I'm, you know, co-piloting, coasting with the boy right here. And for those who don't know, check us out. Pregameradio.ning.com. Make a profile, you know, mingle with the artists, mingle with the host of Pregame Radio, like Lucky Me, like myself, Brooklyn Black. We're doing the damn thing. Shout out to Dave, the smart guy, Pregame Radio's resident political analyst slash military analyst and everything. He makes everything that the government makes complicated, he makes it simple for us. So big shout out to him because he's in the building. Look, I'm saying, what else do we want to talk about tonight? You know what I'm saying? We got a whole hour, 15 minutes rocking. Let's get it hot.
Listen, I could be in what do you call that, the sand dollar, whatever you want to call that, but we chilling out right now. Listen, the topic I want to touch right now is, pretty much how come I'm starting to hear a lot of this repetitive shit, like, all right, for starters, females who've been through anything in their childhood and stuff like that, I feel for you. I'm sorry that anything has ever happened to you. But that's only to the ones who had, you know, who's had bad, you know, childhoods and things of that nature. But what pissed me off and what really grinds my gears is when a female uses it for sympathy points to pull the guy in emotionally. You know what I mean? Like,
all right, so pretty much like, you know, because of course, you know, domestic violence and domestic rape and sexual assault, all that is no laugh matter, but right now, we want to air out the females who use it just to get sympathy points, just so they can get a pass, just so they can get by. Straight up, if you're doing that bullshit, ladies, like, straight up, you're a roach-ass bitch, slouch-ass bitch. You can quote me on it. You know what I'm saying? Because there are a lot of other, you know, women who are going through it and they're managing. You know what I'm saying? They're struggling and they're working hard and they're doing their thing without any sympathy points, without trying to get nothing out of it. So if you're doing it and you're using that angle, you need to kick in your ass, and you need to not be able to reproduce anymore, 100%. And that's Brooklyn Black with the quote.
Yes. FootingYourAss.com. If you go to that website, you'll be right on that site, kicking your ass.
I'm on it, right?
Okay. So, like, at the end of the day, like, I've been meeting, like, these chicks and stuff like that. And I'm starting, like I said, I'm hearing these stories. And I'm sitting here, and now I'm losing respect for these females because it's kind of hard to decipher who actually been abused as a child, who's been, like, just females who've been sexually abused and you know, physically abused, mentally abused, everything, you know what I mean? And it's that, and there are females out there who are just like, damn, you know, my daddy raped me and all that and this and that. And then 3 months down the line, you find out that she never knew her daddy and all the shit like that. And she was just doing that to pull you in emotionally. And so all the females, like you said, all the females who are out there who are actually doing that need to get kicked in the ass, really. FootingYourAss.com.
You need your ass beat. That has been the trending topic for the show on Twitter @pregame_radio. Pound, you need your ass beat. So if you're using the whole physical abuse thing as a scapegoat or anything like that, pound, you need your ass beat. Like, I know many dozens, hundreds of sisters who are doing the damn thing, and they've been beat up by their baby fathers. They've been verbally, physically, sexually, emotionally abused, and they're still doing the damn thing. And they're not doing it for the pride. They ain't doing it for the glory, none of that, but they're just doing the damn thing. Why? Because they got to raise their kids. So, shout out to the sisters who are doing it like that. And for those who are trying to be roach-ass, slouch-ass heifers, trying to get a free ride, pound, you need your ass beat. Straight up, to hell with you. I can't stand you stinking heifers because you fuck it up for the good sisters out there. I'm sorry. I was getting a little emotional about it, but it is what it is.
It is what it is because what they are doing is fucking it up for the, you know what I'm saying, the good sisters out there, because they are good sisters out there, believe it or not. And that they just fucking it up. They really fucking it up. And, you know, I'm the main one that shot it out. Like, you know, I tell this she ain't work shit quick. But I also am quick to give them credit. You know what I'm saying? There's good mothers and stuff like that. And so I'm starting to see, you know, the good weather is bringing out the strollers. Bringing out the strollers. You know what I'm saying? They're coming out with the strollers, heavy. Wait, till the strollers are off to the races?
You know what? Like, a nigga like me, I wait for the strollers to come out because, you know, and you guys may call me a dick, a prick, or whatever for it, but it is what it is. Like I always say, especially on pregame radio, because we know there's no hose ball. We say what we feel. But I'll be quicker to holler at a chick with a stroller than without one. Why? Because I know she fucking. So I'll get at a chick who pushes her shoulder because I know, you know, at some point she'll get a quick and answer. I don't see any pushing one unless she, you know, she a mother and her kids at daycare.
Okay,
you know, call me a person, by the whatever, but it is what it is.
All right, Brooklyn Black, quick question. You're on a G train, you chilling, you know what I'm saying, sipping a Capri Sun, you know what I'm saying, enjoying the AC, and a lovely female coming with her stroller. Boom, she's sitting next to you, y'all create a conversation, y'all exchange numbers, y'all BBMing, Facebooking, boom. She has a, let's say a 5-year-old daughter. Father is doing 10 years, he got 6 years in. Where do you go with that lady?
All right, well, the thing is like this, because, like, I don't care what type of man you are, whether you're a slouch ass, unless you're, you know, really a slouch ass dad who has no compassion for another human soul, but no man wants to hear his son call another man daddy. You know what I'm saying? Point blank, period. You know what I mean? No man wants to hear his kid call another man daddy unless, like I said, you've been a real slouch, roach ass nigga the whole child's life. But the thing is, when you mess with a short, especially with a short that has a young child, especially between the ages of, let's say, 2 and 6, you know, when they're real impressionable, and any relationship that they have with an older person, like, it kind of sticks to them, you got to really, you know what I'm saying, because when you break up with the girl, you kind of break up with the kid at the same time. So, like, a nigga like me, I would definitely be like, look, you know, where is the father? Even though a shorty be like, yo, what's your place to say that? But I want to know that because if I'm getting into something with the girl, I'm getting something with that kid too because I'm going to bond with that child. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what, like if I'm going to see shorty on a booty call and shorty happen to be up, he's going to be sitting in the living room with me watching TV until he falls asleep. You know, so regardless, there's going to be that bond that's going to build between me and that kid.
Well, I mean, if things don't work the way I expect them to work, and I mean life, you don't get everything you want in life. But I think I'm throwing a white flag on approaching females with kids or dating females with kids. I think I'm throwing a white flag.
Like
I think
I said,
it's too much.
Like I said, I do it because you can't really penalize a shorty. You know what I'm saying? And not saying that the kid themselves was a mistake, but you can't penalize her for a mistake that she made. Maybe, you know, she wants to have a kid with homeboy, but not at that time. And just at that time, he didn't wear rubber and, you know, X, Y, Z. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm not going to penalize her because everyone is entitled to have that relationship and X, Y, Z and all that good stuff. But just because she has a kid, I'm not going to say, oh, nah, I ain't going to fuck with her. You know, everyone's entitled to a fair chance until they prove that they don't deserve it.
Yeah, but we're talking time and spending time and stuff like that.
Right, but see, as the man, you already know what you're getting into. Now, I'm saying, if you step to a shorty with a stroller, okay, you know she got a kid unless she's a fucking living nanny. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know she got a kid, so therefore you know there's a possibility that the baby father could pop up or he could be a crazy dude and see you in the crib and want to fight and X, Y, like, you understand, like, you know that stuff is possible coming into it.
So that's your question. You're dealing with shorty. You're prepared. All right, so you holler at shorty. So mentally, you're trying to say a male should prepare himself mentally not to get a lot of quality time in the beginning?
Not to get a lot of quality time, but to know if he's going to be putting in that quality time, to know what's coming in with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he should know it's going to be a package thing, and the package deal may not be anything he's willing to deal with. Like,
but see, if I
holler at a chick, even if she ain't with a stroller, say I holler at the club, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I see she got, you know, she got stretch marks, like, you know, like she had a kid, or she said, hey, yeah, I got a kid, yeah, X, Y, Z. I know she got a kid, so therefore, in the back of my mind, I know if I get into anything serious with her, I got to deal with building something with the kid. I got to deal with falling back when the kid's father come around, if he's a good dad, or if he's a bad dad, I may, you know, have to step up. But at the same token, a lot of women, shout out to y'all, they don't ask the new boyfriend for shit. You know, they don't ask him to help out with the kid or nothing like that. And sometimes the dude just steps up, because he knows that's the man thing to do. And shout out to the dudes who do that.
Yeah, but then it's on. I've learned also that sometimes that when it comes to that, the female is pro, like pro you helping out when it's convenient. But like I ain't gonna say no names, but I've dealt with a situation where a girl was like, well, that's my daughter. You do what you do with your kids, and I do what I do with my kids. So I hear this, and I'm like, wow, because you tell me this is a package deal, which means a package is everything together. So you want me for certain things when it comes to your child, but then other things you want to just be like, oh, it's my child, and you like, you know what I'm saying? You get my drift.
Right, and like I said, it's those roach-ass chicks who are like that, because if it's going on like that, I'm sorry. For those who are dealing in these type of relationships, like, I'm sorry to break it to you, but there's an 85% chance that the baby mother is still fucking the baby daddy if he has influence like that. I'm sorry. If he has influence, that means he's still hitting it.
But that's why I always stick to my guns on the whole baby daddy thing. The baby daddy thing is forever. He forever has that pussy. Like, I don't care what nobody says. That pussy is his.
No, that's not necessarily true. That's why I said, like I said, if he has that amount of control over the relationship, like, you know what I mean, then there's an 85% chance he's still hitting it. But there is that 15 to 20% of the ladies who move on, get a new guy, get married to that dude and have his kids and everything like that, and there's a happy life. I've seen it. I know these things, so it's not that only because he always has the right to that pussy, because that's not the case.
Well, it's only like that if the female had an agenda. If the agenda was to get for his paper, I'm going to move in with him or whatever, and then, all right, she get pregnant, she has a baby, her plan folds. She's like, damn, I ain't get him for no bread, he's a cheap ass nigga or whatever, and there's really no emotional attachment there. So of course she could be like, all right, fuck him and move on, he ain't worth shit, because he peeped the agenda early. So he's on some fuck you.
No, wait. Nah, because not even, because what about those instances where it was a young romance, you know what I'm saying? And there's one time they used, let's say, lack of better judgment and were unprotected, and the pregnancy came. Now, during the pregnancy, you know, it was all good. He was there. He went to the doctor's appointments. The birth happened. He was there. He signed the birth certificate. And just while the kid was coming up, it just so happened that the romance fizzled. You know what I'm saying? She went and found someone else. You know what I'm saying? And Posse went about his own thing. But the child itself, she knows who her father is. Or his father, whatever.
That's a rare thing nowadays for me. It is a rarity,
but the thing about it is it exists, and it exists enough where it can be noticed. But call us up, 347-857-4302. If you're live in the check-in, big shout-out to you. Shout-out to the 252s and the 305s on the check-in, the 607s and everybody rocking with us. Hit one of us on your phone if you want to get in on the conversation. We talking the whole baby moms, baby daddy, stepfather, stepmothers, and everything like that. And everything in between, and we doing the damn thing. But right now, we about to go and pay some bills. All right, and we're going to get into a couple of, joints. We're going to get into a throwback and anything like that. And straight up, if you're having a birthday tonight, I want to wish you a happy birthday, Lucky Me. Happy birthday, and on behalf of everybody here at Pregame Radio, have a happy birthday. Enjoy it, but please be safe, because while we want you here next year to pregame with us and to keep moving and keep growing and keep having fun and getting loose and all that good stuff. You feel what I'm saying? So keep rocking. We're going to get to this joint. Call us up, 347-857-4302. And we rock and Trill Talk. We're lucky in the year. Yeah.
Yo, this song is for all the women out there. Yo, I've been lied to by their men, and I know y'all been lied to.
say you would want me to say, babe, I love you,
yo,
babe,
lying.
I swear, held you when you were sick, even the whole time I think to myself, this isn't fair. What is this I see?
No.
You don't come home to me.
Oh, no.
When you don't come home to me.
Man.
Can't feel, can't bear. You keep telling me lies. But to your surprise, look, I found her. Watch it blow up, blow up.
Tell
me, how you gonna stand now? So far from sincere.
I love you.
Fabrications in my ear drive me so far up the wall. I come sliding down.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'm up late, first 48. Haters wanna just my height. Niggas see talent, let me in. Puffy cut the check, you know I be bugging.
Yeah.
I miss my cousin, I go
yeah.
harder. Flashing lights when I walk.
Yeah.
Niggas better go watch your daughter.
Yeah.
Fucked up in the game, they laugh. Niggas won't throw no code.
Okay.
Got flow, get the dough, no pizza. Smoke reefer, no cussing either. Spit ether, I vibe with it like I'm emotional. Aren't you glad I write no crack, no coke, no eat, no part. She called, she came, she spent the night. If I had one wish, I would kill, burn all these bum rappers.
Wow.
Money, cash, and hoes, all these niggas is after.
Wow.
That's limelight, lucky me, it's a mixtape.
Okay.
Bitch, niggas, go and get your shit.
I'm about right. Whatever, man. Fuck what they be talking about. They opinion doesn't count. We the only thing that matters. Oh, so we do it how we do it. All up in the face, man. I hate to push it through it. I be up all night, whole crew's in here. I don't really know who I'ma lose this year. Oh, man, I love my team. Man, I love my team. I would die for them niggas. Oh.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Show talk with Lucky Me. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We got Lucky Me in the building, of course. He's man in the helms. I'm here pushing buttons. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Yo, look, what's good, man? Like, can we really try to patch up this thing with you and Miss Bozo tonight? Can we do this?
You hear me? Am I on? I'm having technical difficulties over here. Am I on?
Yeah, you live, man. What's good?
All right, you hear me? All right, I just want to make sure.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, like, it seems like I'm you know, I'm crying over
spilled milk and all that, but it's not, I feel like it's a poor situation. I don't know. I think when a guy mess up, I'm just talking in general. I think when a guy mess up like that, I ain't talking about like mess up like far on a date or something like that, but when a guy messes up, like fucks up, like really, really bad, if he likes the girl, he has to do some type of Superman, miraculous, romantical. Yeah, I made that up. Romantical. you gotta be able to pull her back. Like, you gotta make her believe that you are still different than them other niggas. You gotta show her that, listen, this was a mistake. It was an accident, and you gotta step to the plate. If you're not able to step to the plate, two things. You're just a whack nigga, and it's just whatever. She was waiting for you to do some dumb shit to end it anyway. Or second, it's just you fucked up that bad where just some things just can't be patched up. But I always believe if you kill nobody.
So if she was on the check-in right now, what would you say to fix whatever it is, the strife you got going and everything like that? Like, what would you say to at least try to fix it?
Well, I would tell her, actually I would set up an appointment to talk to her face-to-face. Where I can do something in a physical form, because I don't think if a girl is hurt from things that you said, there's nothing that you can say to fix that. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing, you just can't say, "Oh, I'm sorry," and expect her to go, "All right, everything's back to normal." You can't do that. That's something that it just won't happen. You know what I'm saying? I think you have to, you know, it's all about the action. So you have to do something so overwhelming to where she gets, because you overwhelmed her with negativity. To put you in a space to where you're out of here, so you have to reverse it and do something positive, something to blow her away, the same way you blew her away negative with that negative shit. So I don't think there's nothing I can possibly say right now because the wounds are still fresh.
So what is it that you think you can do to fix it? Like,
well,
you said you can say, but. You know, like they say, like, you know, actions speak louder than words. What is that you feel you can do to fix this? If you got any recommendations for Lucky Me, hit us up, 347-857-4302. If you live on radio, just hit one of your phones. If you're in the chat room, just type your suggestions. I'll read them on the air. We're going to get it popped because we want to fix this thing between Courtney Roselle and Lucky Me tonight.
Hello, I'm still on. We're having technical difficulties over here.
We still rocking. Don't worry. We good. We got you.
We still rocking. We still good money?
Yep.
Okay. Matter of fact, yo, Brooklyn Black, pay some bills real quick.
All right, pay some bills. All right, we're going to pay some bills. Here we go. We got the DTF Family, Gage, Yob, and anybody else, shut it down. And we're doing the damn thing. Call us up 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, a.k.a. DJ Click a Mouse, DJ Push a Button. And we're doing the damn thing tonight. You heard what I'm saying? We're rocking for the next 50 minutes or so. And we just doing it. So hit us up. You heard?
Siraj, I got you, boy. OG, I was first with the cane that came in the Kia. Bought my first gold chain with the Rhea. OG had the rain, we up. This around the time it was Dame and Aaliyah. I was in the X, now I feel I'm in Charlotte's web. Like North Carolina internet, we here for the salad. Don't let us vinaigrette. Block work, CBM, dog, some been a threat. It don't depend, I intend to pin it best. Sorry if I finna rest, but Siraj told me said it. Mirage, bet it. Treat it like a menage and get wedded. Let's shoot around, you regret it. I'll be around for the crashes. Competition can't compete. I'm coming now. Control, alt, delete.
We don't F with y'all. Old girl keeps staring, better check it, bruh. Cause I heard that she checks the rod. You can hate, but a cloud can't affect a star. I'm so above them all, I just hover. Closet full of Air Force Ones in every color. I'm on my grind so foul, I ain't fair with it. Cause I can hit your town and move Taylor Swift. And you can never Kanye that. God willing, they wishing that God laid flat. But never that.
Tell me why you mad, hun.
Wow.
Perfect nine, good times away the bad one.
Uh-huh.
Music lasting, trying to figure out what happened. Our love story turned into a thriller, Mike Jackson. Mind cloudy, but I try to stay focused. But it's over, mine is hopeless.
Yeah.
So a nigga keeps smoking.
Yeah.
Who's the dopest?
Me.
You're gonna see it. Listening to your friend's advice and you don't need it. Must I repeat it? They don't want to see you smiling, girl. Or sipping drinks with umbrellas on the island, girl. It's your world, just want the keys to the city. She's so insecure, baby girl is so pretty. Blame me, oh really? Now it's my fault. We glow alone, but together get our shine on. So stressed that I gotta put my slimes on. But it's over, I can't get my rewind on. Only time will tell what's gonna happen. First you love me, then you hate me. Just like a fatal attraction. No movie on Mike Douglas. You say you hate me, won't you try loving? No, well, I ain't fuck it. I hear you talking, heart buried in the coffin. Another bitch of love to fill the hills that you walk in. That's not a threat, it's a promise, babe. I regret that I tried to change. Now I have my feelings like Osama, man. Sick of all the games. Same shit, just a different day. Same story, just a different page. Same Dutch, just some different.
Hey,
how my rider go a different way.
Yeah.
Now my high's going in circles just like a cyclone. Never been a quitter, but you asked for it, so I'm gone. Mind blown, I gave you a fair warning. Let's see how you feeling all lonely in the morning.
Morning.
Hey, baby. I really want to let you know. I really got feelings for you. I really care about you. But, I don't know if I can really do this no more. That's it. Sorry.
Hey baby, I thought I'd let you know I'm living and I still love you even if the love is from a distance. I know your heart is broken and it can't be fixed with stitches and my pride won't allow me to beg you for forgiveness. You told me over and over I wouldn't listen cause the fame is like a drug, I swear it blurred my vision. Reminiscing like Mary did, I can't help it. Remember when you walked away and asked me was it worth it? Stretched, you didn't deserve it. All those nights you was hurting till you finally found the strength to tell me it wasn't working. I should've known you was serious, but I brushed it off thinking you bugging. You just probably got your period. I wasn't hearing it, I couldn't balance time between you, the streets,
And of course my career is shit. Money versus love, the paper's what I'm chasing. So your loving got a wave, but I'm strong, I'ma make it.
If I said it didn't hurt, I'd be lying, yeah.
I heard you're doing great. I seen Patrice and Elle. I can't complain about life cause she treats me well. Quan is good money. Pop is still hungry. Leak is still speeding. Stacks, he's still eating. The team's great, oh yeah. Foot said good looks. He's still fucking with your friends, so that's a good look. I'm a little lonely. Some friends was really phony, but I'm still doing my thing, baby. You know me. Remember those rainy nights we would turn off our phones? Now I'm fucking all these girls, but I still feel alone. I guess what I'm trying to say is you could come home. If you want, we could start a new us. A new beginning, new love, a new trust. Or we could just be friends and do us. God bless you, baby, hallelujah. Toast to the past and the future.
If I said it didn't hurt, I'd be lying.
Brooklyn Black, we are rocking real talk with Lucky Me.
Yeah.
Fuck Black Black, you know, we got a Lucky Me in the building. We doing the damn thing here tonight. We're talking about a whole lot of issues. Hit us up 347-857-4302. Look, what's next on the agenda, homie?
Yeah, I want to talk about the playoffs.
What's good with the playoffs? Like, you know. And for those who are not 100% sure, Brooklyn Black is rocking with the Miami Heat because they took out the Boston Celtics, who took out the New York Knicks. So,
Nah, I'm still on my story, so they hit the bell go off. I'm still working and grinding at the same time. But anyway, on a Saturday night. But like I said, we talking about the playoffs. The playoffs that I'm talking about the female playoffs. This is a game that guys do, ladies, if you're listening, meaning, like, you have to have at least five girls that you talk to that, like, if either could be jump-offs, wifeys, or whatever, and we call it the playoffs. You cannot get in the playoffs if you got to have five girls on your roster. And to make it through the playoffs and have a good season and through the playoffs, you have to get through all your games, your playoff games, which are dates. We call them dates, playoff games, without any type of drama, without getting caught, you know what I'm saying? And in this past playoffs, I lost. I got swept. I got swept this year in the playoffs. I got swept. And Joel ended up being, you know what I'm saying, MVP. He got the chip this year. This is for the Elmira playoffs.
Go!
So, but Brooklyn Black, how's your playoff going?
Well, here's how it's going down. The roster that I'm rocking with,
Yo, you got him in the store right now, son. Yeah, he bringing in the stuff. Hold on, let me take this bell out. All right, we good. Go ahead, we got you.
All right. As far as my playoffs go, like, I'm having a real good season. You know what I'm saying? My team is real hungry for the chip. So we're doing the damn thing. I'm trying to hold it down for the Brooklyn sector. I don't want to give too much away. You know, I'm just gonna leave it like that. That my squad is good.
And all right. Well, I got the MVP right here with me, and we about to get him on. Yo, Joel, you wanna get over real quick? Guys, he's the MVP of this.
What? What's the last four of Joel's number? Let's get him on air. What's the last four of his number?
Hold on.
What's good, y'all? This your boy Joel. Y'all already know. MVP this year, NBA leagues, because, you know, my team is just fucking amazing.
What was your strategy, sir?
Son, we just kept it simple. Kept it simple, good assisting. My star player was hitting beautiful three-point shots. She take it in. She was dunking and all that. So, you know, just we kept it simple.
All right, I was looking at the stats and stuff like that, and you had, you know what I'm saying, you got LeBron on the team, you got all these good players. How was you able to distribute quality time with your players or whatever? How did you know when not to give too much time to one girl? How did you even it out?
Listen, I'm a simple-ass nigga. It's not hard to even out my time. I don't really do much anyway. Sit here at the shop, work all day, so one want to come through, chill. The wifey, of course, I go wherever she at, chill with her for a long period of time. And to keep it that serious with the wifey, she ain't know, but all everybody else knew there was a wifey, so.
So honesty was the key.
Yeah.
Once you let all the side ones know that you had a main one.
Yeah, they all knew that they either had to deal with it or they were getting tooted and booted. That's how we do around here. We just toot them and boot them.
All right.
You
know,
real talk, good luck to me. Toot them and boot them. You know what I mean? And that's his key to success. That's how he got this far in the season. That's how he has the number one seed in the conference.
You know, I came out with that pretty little ring on my finger, and, you know, doing the big sense then.
All right, well, the Rutgers tournament is coming up soon, and do you want to give any secrets of how you plan on taking the Rutgers tournament?
No, I'm going to come through the Rutgers tournament the same way I came through the league, but just with a little flavor on it. I can put a little soul on the ball now, so.
Well,
pause, you know, but, you know.
So pretty much niggas can't knock your hustle, right?
Nah, they not knocking that.
All right, well, Joel Monroe, El Martinez, we want to thank you for stopping in, and I know you can beat it's a Saturday night, so I know you got a playoff game ahead of you, and we want to thank you for giving a shout-out to anything.
Yo, you already know I'm shouting out Harlem, 145th and Broadway, Tango Towers, you already know what it is. Harlem, Joel here, I'll let your boy.
All right, and we'll be right back. We're going to pay these bills, and I'm Brooklyn Black, a.k.a. DJ Pusha Point, a.k.a. DJ Clicker Mouse, doing the damn thing. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. And like the homie said, you can't knock us hustle, so that's all we getting into, you heard?
Yeah. Yo, I'm making sure turns go when the weather froze. Yeah, put away the leather, then put ice on the gold. Chilly with enough hell money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got. Yo, I'm making sure turns go when the weather froze. Yeah, put away the leather, then put ice on the gold. Chilly with enough bell money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping three. Deuce fever, IS is fully loaded. Yes, bouncing in the Lex Luger. Tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter. Niggas can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming. Through my peripheral, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Niggas is fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup runneth, over with hundreds. I'm one of the best niggas that done it. Six digits and running, y'all. Niggas don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up.
and we're live back on Real Talk with Lucky Me. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We got Mr. New City, Lucky Me in the building.
Yeah, we're back, we're back.
How are you tonight?
At the end of the, well, actually, I'm waiting for one of my little honey dips to come over. We're going to watch Ninja Turtles tonight.
Well, okay, so we're trying to see what it is, like, what gets the ladies in the mood. So you telling me that Mr. Lucky Me, what he gets the ladies in the mood, it's a nice night, he gets some Ninja Turtles on deck, and that's how he gets in the drawers. Is that the secret to your success?
Hold on. It's funny. I'm stuttering because I'm on Facebook and I'm arguing with the girl. I'm on the phone, and she's like, I text you a bit ago or whatever. Now I got to secure this. Nah, but listen, I'm a laid-back dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm only 24. So I enjoy a movie. You know what I'm saying? Might throw an L in the air and all that and relax and get fat. That's what I like to do. I'm not really a party girl or whatever, but that's what I do. At the end of the day, I work all day. Then I pick what female I want to hang out with for the night.
Okay, so it is what it is. So since he about to get his blockbuster movie night on, we're going to call it a wrap. So for all those who trying to get on, send your tracks freakgameradio@gmail.com. Also make yourself a profile. Feel free, freakgameradio.ning.com. Of course, Lucky Me is on there. I'm on there, Brooklyn Black. We do the damn thing. And, of course, pregame radio hosted by me comes on Friday, Saturday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. We're going to get it back popping in about 2 weeks. So, of course, be on the lookout. Of course, be on the lookout for this show, Real Talk with Lucky Me. We're coming through. We're going to get the dates and everything put together. So, of course, keep it locked to us on Facebook or Twitter. Of course, as soon as all that gets finalized, we're going to be on there. You know what I'm saying? But I know it's not my show. This is not, you know, my normal pregame radio thing, but I just want to see, like, look, like, I want to get at least, if anything, 2 bars out of you off the top of the dome, homie.
Off the top? I might give you more than that. I can give you more than that. You ready?
All right. If you can give me more, like, if I put on a beat, like, could you rock with the beat?
Can I rock with the beat? How about I put a beat on and see where I can pull up? Can we do that?
Well, nah, because your beat's not on the switchboard. So let's see how you rock with this, and we keep it going. So of course, follow us on Twitter, pregame_radio. Let us know what you think. We're gonna keep Real Talk Lucky Me going. This is season 2, Brooklyn Black. I'll be here on the check-in periodically. But you got to keep it rocking. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, MySpace, Brooklyn Black. And if you find me, you'll find Mr. New City because he's all over my shit anyway. You want me to bring it back? I'll bring it back for you.
That's the beat? All right, let's go. Run it back. All right.
All right, we're going to run it back. Run it back. We're coming back.
Let's go.
Yeah.
With nipples that beat off.
Oh.
Yo, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to do an acapella. We don't need no beat.
Fuck it, acapella. Call us up 347-857-4302. Pre-game radio exclusive.
Lucky yo, exclusive. See, and every day I keep it light. I'm at the store. I'm chilling on a Saturday night. My watch is bright, and it's hard to tell. And then my man got locked up. Of course I had that bell. And I never tell, because I'm a real nigga. If a nigga touch my kids, I might kill a nigga. I love ladies. Every time they say it's funny, I got to stick to my girls. I love snow bunnies. And even though they all so pretty, I got a shot of Rockland, try it out in the city. And I don't care if they go and cry back. And even they hate me, I got love for Nyack. With a crook's leg, shout out to Brooklyn. Where niggas walk around chain get took in. I don't even care what these people say. Because honestly, these niggas, faggots, they gay. It's coming off the top of the dome. Matter of fact, I got a bike. I don't got no chrome. I don't got no gun, but I got a lot of money, and I got a lot of honey. Matter of fact, it's MVP time, and every day I work, so I'm on the grind. I'm going to pass the mic to my nigga man. Pause. Hold on.
Listen, y'all ain't know Jarrell's still in the building, but listen, I got some balls, too. I said, fly nigga and I beat the pussy right. Skinny jeans on so the haters get tight. And I don't even get fresh, I'm finna get ripe. Club scene on my neck, make a hater get hype. But yeah, don't ball out on me, cause if I get nicked, the can and the flame leave your bowels out, homie. I ball hard, you just fouled out, homie. And don't run up on me unless you got grams on it. Listen, I'm the man's and all, got them cooking grams of raw. And I whip it back, harder than the tramor dog. And your man's is raw? No, nigga, never that. Pull up the semi-gap, put it to his back, and hear a nigga mother clap. Fall back, you don't want it with the boy, y'all. I spit crack, put it in the jaw, and sell that. But me and Luck back, we in the back of the shop, got plenty guap, and we gonna end this, coming off the top.
Well, I move like a ball player, walk with a little limp. My family still hating, get a life, go get a grip. I trained well for this fight, I took it 12 rounds. I'm doing better these days, these niggas mad at that. Back to where it started at. I might fuck Cat Stacks from texting on her iPhone. I believe I'm a king like I'm Die Long. Nigga walking pigeon toe, guess I got the size wrong. Still want a cheddar chase, hoping for a better day. Still hate lucky me, move, get up out my way. Catch me with a chicken head, I'm clucking cause I'm getting bread. I'm grinding like I'm supposed to. Niggas want to battle me alone, I crush the crew. Light on my feet, I keep it vague, cut them boys you watching. Felony on my record, selling drugs, no option. Celebrate your freedom, I suck them, I leave them. If they teach me how to dug, you got a job, then I keep them. Man, this is a freestyle. Talking shit is exercise. I give Facebook my views until the day I die. Bitch educated, I'm glad somebody make it. They say I lost my buzz, but where your buzz? So leave me later. Got me laughing like I'm Jada. See the diamonds in the watch. YouTube, Facebook, I'm trying to make it to the top. Sex tapes, press play. See how mama worked the cop. Then I put it in her butt. Nah, chill. Let me stop. Lucky. Me. Yo, real quick. Yo, real quick. Someone's been trying to get in to give a shout out. The sexy, she's very sexy, Lady Laura, she's very sexy. I don't know if her number is the 347, I'm not going to put a whole shit out there, but Hold on. Are you on, Miss Lady Laura? I put you on, if your number is 347.
347-2149 is the last four.
She banged it.
Oh, she hung up.
I don't know if it was her, but they banged it, whoever it was.
All right, well, damn, like, these dudes done had the freestyle popping. It gets this time for Brooklyn Black to get it locking, get it straight popping. You know, on a Saturday night, I'm here like we run pop locking. Getting it done, no, on pregame radio, we hear real talk, they're about to blow your stereo. Check it out, because I'm straight coming. I'm running through like a porno star busting all over the place, even on your face. Fuck your lace wig, I'm aiming for your face. Come on, ma. Man, I did that. So, wait. Oh, stop. She's back. 21:49. You are on Real Talk with Lucky Me with Brooklyn Black in the building. What's good?
Yeah, what up? It's Lady Laura.
How you doing, Miss? Thank you for calling, man.
Hey, Lucky. When you come back to Rockland, man?
When I can come and just have a nice Rockland with you to dinner.
Wait, who that? Wait, who that?
Yo, deadass, you need to come back to Rockland and stop fucking around up in the boonies. Deadass.
These girls are driving me crazy, but I'm serious. I'll come back when I can take you to dinner and just look in your eyes for a little bit. Can I do that?
Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm just calling up just to shout you out and just say what up. I'm about to be out. I'm going to NIACS. You already know what it is.
All right. Stay sexy, miss, and thank you for calling in.
Wait, what's her name and where is she called? She was saying the Rock, like, hey, we ain't got her name or none of that. Who is this?
She's from the city.
Okay, she's a new city. Okay, shout out to New City. And for those who are rocking with Mr. New City, lucky me, y'all already know about the New City song, the remix, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I want to do some quick. I want to get some quick shout outs real quick.
Let's get into it.
I want to start off by giving a shout-out to my son, Amari, a shout-out to my son, Jordan. I want to give a shout-out to my baby mothers. I'm getting along with them right now. I'm getting along with them, my baby mother, Nicole, out there in Mount Vernon. My baby mother and Havistra out there, Stephanie or whatever. Let me see my son, nigga. I want to give a shout-out to Haley Page. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, little mama. I want to give a shout-out to your boy, Jersey. He was on the check-in earlier. Tracy Anson, Dave, the smart guy. I want to give a shout-out to your boy, Joel Monroe, on the check-in. Who else? I want to give a shout-out to all the people that was who's at Lando's the other night, just having a good time, no violence today while I was chilling. Other than that, I want to give a shout-out to Brooklyn Black and Pregame Radio for making this thing possible. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, my nigga.
You know, we're doing a damn thing. And once again, like I said, the most controversial show on the web has come home to the most controversial station on the web. So Pregame Radio is going to bring you real talk with Lucky Me. So be plugged in. Check it out, pregameradio.ning.com. Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter. We're pregame_radio. Follow us so when everything happens as far as Rose Over Lucky Me, you guys will know through there. So, of course, check us out. We're going to get it popping. Actually, your 347 number popped back up. You want to try to get it back in or before we get out of here or what?
I think it's Saturday night, and I think she's getting ready for the club or the bar or whatever. But I just want to say, hey, I think she's sexy. I thought she was sexy for a while. She's very sexy. Our whole team is going to assist you.
Before we get up out of here, there's about 20 minutes left, so there's a lot of music we can cover and anything like that. So follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Me, I'm at Brooklyn Black. I do follow back and check out Mr. New City himself on Twitter, on Facebook. He's all over the place. I'm all over the place, and we getting it popping. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to the New York Knicks. This is BK Cashman with the Blue and Orange remix with Khalifa Joint. And we'll see you the next time. Like I said, check us out. We'll tell you exactly when season 2 should have premiered of Real Talk with Lucky Me. You heard what I'm saying? We out of here. Be safe. Fellas, please, don't be a fool. Rap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for skin and rap your clan.
Hold on. Before you get to the church, since we're talking about safety, and that's we have to hey, it's the party, it's your spot. No, the party is not at my spot, Farron, who was on the check-in. But wrap it up, man. Stop having sex with no comms, man. Wrap that thing up, you know what I'm saying? Wrap it up. These girls are not playing for keeps. Niggas ain't playing for keeps. Females, stop sucking these niggas off and not putting comms on niggas' meats and all that. Pause. And, dude, stop going to these hookers raw. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can be fucking all these hookers, but just wrap it up, man. Take your time. Put that plastic on. It don't take that long. You know what I'm saying? If you're lazy, have her do it with her mouth or something like that. Like, real talk. Like, wrap up your penis. It's not a game. That little 1 minute for you opening the wrapper and putting it on your shit, that shit can decide whether you're going to live for the next couple of years.
What up, fellas? So, like we said, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam and protect the clan. You know what I'm saying? And before we get up out of here, like we said, please just protect yourselves. And if you got kids, please tell your kids you love them, because we are now in an age where the internet raises the kids. So we got to break through all of that, break through electronic braces. Tell your kids we love them. Hug them. Do things with them. You know what I'm saying? Because this cyberbullying and all that stuff is getting way out of hand. right? So, please, like I said, tell the kids you love them. If you know people getting down to Age Wolf tomorrow morning, donate what you can. Big shout out to Sagittarius Black and the whole BK Collective getting down with that. Also, Lady Stella Incorporated doing the damn thing as far as that goes to Age Wolf. But here we go. BK Cashman, shout out to Cashman, the Cash Administration, for the Knicks, Blue and Orange, Black and Yellow Remix, you heard? We up out of here. Good night. Be safe.
Let's get it.
You know what it is.
Play her song so I can see her shake that thing all night long. When the crew gets
number two, let them all come. Cause it ain't fun if the homies can't get none.
Tell me who you with. You wanna line all night, we VIP, getting bottles of it all night. Tell me who you with. Ladies in here, and they all on me, another girl five. Tell me who you with. Slurpy juice on deck, Grey Goose and Rose all night. Tell me who you with.
Way gay.
If you with me, got me out to the sunrise.
Man, you already know I get it how I live it, so I spit it, and that's how it goes. Waves like the club scene regular. The owner steady texting me and blowing up my cellular. Reach the door, you know what the slaves be. The biggest goofing off the line, I'm taking the lady. Only the nice ones, the dime ones, they come a dime a dozen. I can easily pull out 9-1. You could do the math, then square it off. Everything you spit is twice as six, so prepare to call. Shorty digging, I can tell cause she's swinging. Sitting on top of the couch, a nigga kingin'. Bottle to the dome, bottle in the upper hand. Pouring her a drink cause she acting all feminine. You ain't with us, you might as well be alone, mommy. Cause anybody besides us is nobody.
Tell me who you with. You wanna line all night, we VIP, getting bottle service all night. Tell me who you with. Ladies in here, and they all on me, another girl five. Tell me who you with. Slurpee juice on deck, Grey Goose and Rose all night. Tell me who you with. If you with me, then we out to the sunrise.
Fresh off the 96, let me be your 69. Clubs packed, no line, the goal's to get inside. Get Patron in your future, get rid of those guys. Dudes get grounded, lanes never fly. They ask who, you say we did it. Lean like my fit is better than whoever you get. Black label chill, what you call space, we call ace. Been reppin' H squares, high on hate. Bottles on deck, behind home plate. Shorty at home, bassy and about face. Need to know what you know. And if there's moves to make, ain't about nothing except where we at the next day. My place, your place, hotel, that's it. Your face, my face, no clothes, anywhere. You ride, I moan, you love, I drown. Tell me who you with
when we turn the lights low. Tell me who you with. You wanna line all night, we VIP, getting bottle service all night.
Play again.
Who you with? Ladies in here, and they all on me, another girl five. Grey Goose and Rose, they don't die. Tell me who you with. If you with me, then we out to the sunrise.
Together.
And now we gonna have a kid together? Whatever. Me intimidated? Never. Anything you give to him, he give it right to Kim. Anyway, I fuck better than you. Give head better than you. Pussy get wetter than you. If I fuck another nigga, don't mean nothing. B.I.G. is in my heart from the start. Broke for rich, I'ma stay his bitch. Chicks we used to be around. Where they at?
I don't care about them other bros.
B.I.G. kept it real with me.
Ride with me.
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
Sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
Would you lie with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
Sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
Would you lie with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
Sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
Would you ride with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
For sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
What's good, peoples? You already know it's your girl, Miss New Shoes. And if I'm not doing my own thing on my flows, it's Harder Radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m. You already know I'm tuned in to pregame radio, baby, with that boy Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, daddy?
Fucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.R.E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who's back up in this motherfucker.
DPGC, my nigga, turn that shit up. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Thug niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my hoe a four.